Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a coming up on 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including the E-Commerce Question and Answer book, and also Learning 2.0 is another one of her books, and that's just two of them. And she was on the very first team to build an e-commerce site in the history of mankind, as I remember the story, and they got her right out of elementary school, and she's our good friend Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. So you were like in the seventh grade when they got you?
Something like that.
Be on that e-commerce team way back in the 90s? All the way back in the 90s, right?
It was about 20 years ago.
It's amazing. It seems like it's only the day before yesterday, but in terms of the industry, it's like, oh, way back then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was at Netscape, and I launched AltaVista, and most people don't even know what AltaVista is anymore.
I know. I remember it. I sure remember it. Wouldn't you like to take some of these 20-somethings and have them sit down beside you and your Hayes 400 baud modem? That'd be funny, wouldn't it? And then show them how to go to those sites. But it was like that's all you could do. You could go there and nose around, but you had to get out and go, you know, and then go back somewhere else. Anyway, that was a long time ago. We've come a long way since then, and we have all these new tools, all this new capability that has transformed the way people live their lives and the way they do business. And one of those is one of your favorite topics, social media.
Yeah, well, you know, in a way, as they say, everything changes and nothing changes. Now I really age myself. I have been using the internet for 30 years. Yeah, 30 years. I started using it in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
My first email address was in 85. So
I didn't have email that early.
Yeah, well, it was before they had DNS.
Yeah.
So, and back then, one of the few things you could do is there's different groups that you can join, and you could post information, and you could read information to other people.
Prodigy.
Bulletin boards.
Prodigy. Wasn't that one of them? Wasn't that one of the early ones? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, still around 95. I'm talking a little earlier than that.
Now, I was logging onto something back in 88 or 89, but it wasn't really the internet, I don't think. Anyway, go ahead.
They had bulletin boards. And really, all mm-hmm. social networking now is bulletin boards.
Fancy ones.
Well, modern ones that have a lot more capabilities, and it's a lot easier for people to get on, mm-hmm. and it's a lot more visual. And so when you say it's completely changed, well, it's a lot more open, and it's a lot easier. And
well, when I say things have changed, I wasn't so much thinking about the technology as I was the fact that, for example, if you had a business back when you first started getting
well,
online...
what changed is, and what the internet really changed, is it used to be a very small, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was a small network for a few people.
Just the geeks.
Now it's a large network for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to get on. It's very easy to get access to information. There's a lot of people on it. It's very visual. It's very simple, which any technology that's very simple for people to use is extremely complex behind the scenes.
Low barrier to entry now.
Right. So it used to be very complex for people because you needed to know what to do. Because behind the scenes, it was very simple. Now it's very complex behind the scenes. It is very simple for people.
But
so the simpler it gets for people, the more complex it is behind the scenes.
But the thing that hasn't changed is something that's been going on for millennia, and that is human beings wanting to connect with each other.
Yes, and that's what's fantastic about the Internet is that the simpler it is, the easier it is for us to connect.
And we like doing it because we're gregarious beings.
Right.
And that's the reason why you have to, and folks, it really is important as you think about developing an online strategy, it's really important not to lose sight of the fact that fundamentally people want to connect with each other, and all you're doing is going to where they want to do that or helping them accomplish that, and whether it be connect to you or to connect to someone else. Anita Rosen and I will be back. She'll have more of these kinds of insights for us after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.